Mr. Poon, how did Mr. Gao, how did he describe some of the torture that he was subjected to?
Like, according to what he told the Associated Press, what you can see is actually very brutal torture from those who were guarding him when he was in custody. It was like he described himself like being like an animal, like being tortured in a way, in a very bestial way. So, of course, some of the details about like not giving him enough food or and like kind of detaining him in a way, not allowing him to have sunlight, you know, contained in a very small room for a very long period of time for the 3 years of his imprisonment. So that made him feel like he couldn't handle walking in when he was taken to the airport. So what we can see is like kind of a person under such serious torture, ill treatment for a long period of time would feel very lost when he or she was taken to another place outside a solitary confinement for a long period of time. So we're quite concerned about like his current condition, although like he's been released for some months already. But the good condition is that he's still under kind of certain surveillance. We're not 100% sure what kind of surveillance he's under. But it's also worrying that whether, you know, the authorities would retaliate against him after his account is now being released. And also the comments he made in the interviews were also kind of like challenging the Chinese government. And also the way that he put was like also writing his written two books, which also contain information about torture he faced in detention and also his ideas on what, you know, the current human rights situation in China is. So those things would be nice things. The Chinese government might use those materials as to retaliate against him. So we're calling for more people to pay attention on his case, although he has been released. But his condition is still under like very tight surveillance.
His wife, Gong He, was invited to attend a meeting with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken. But Mr. Gao advised her not to attend this meeting because I guess he has been exasperated with American officials meeting with Chinese authorities who he says are guilty of such human rights abuses.
I mean, like, partly it's also because he has no access to information from outside except for, like, communicating with his family members. So I think it's understandable that he may think, like, it's too complicated to ask his wife to get involved in any kinds of meetings that may, you know, involve politics. Because meeting U.S. officials, that would also, you know, make his wife has to make some decision of, like, what they can tell the U.S. official and also whether it would affect their stay in the U.S. and also whether it would affect Gao Jixun's situation in China. So although, like, Gao Jixun is very courageous, then I would think, like, because of the lack of, like, more information about what's happening outside China, people support to him. So I think also he's concerned about, you know, the kind of political environment in between China and the U.S. so that he make that comment and also ask his wife not to meet with the U.S. official. So I would say actually also calling on the U.S. government, U.S. officials to pay attention to the human rights conditions in China. And actually by doing so is to help the human rights defenders and their families, no matter whether they're still in China or they are now in the U.S., actually really on humanitarian grounds and not to really compromise this human rights defender's situation by, you know, whatever way communicating with the Chinese government.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Poon. That is
Thank you very much.
Okay. That's Patrick Poon. He's China researcher at Amnesty International, and he's based in Hong Kong.